This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. Our correspondent reports that a 13-kilometer stretch of Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar worth around 4,600 crore rupees will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The inauguration of the projects will help in enhancing regional connectivity and ensuring ease of travel for the people of Delhi. It includes a 2.8-kilometre stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometre Rithala-Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also undertake a ride in Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Union Coal Mines Minister and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy has stressed the need for protecting mother tongues and said the centre is giving top priority to mother tongues in its new education policy. Addressing the World Telugu Confederation Conference in Hyderabad, Mr. Reddy said everyone has the responsibility to protect mother tongue and especially Telugu. He hoped that primary education, governance affairs and official orders be issued in the Telugu language. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be running over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO, of North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi, said the Railways has devised a plan to ensure a smooth and safe experience for the pilgrims. He said the movement of people will be kept unidirectional to prevent chaos and congestion. Passengers will be directed to the Yatri Kendra before proceeding to their respective platforms, reducing confusion and congestion. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrived in Goa to participate in bilateral naval exercise Varuna. On arrival at Goa's Marmugao Port Trust jetty yesterday, the French carrier strike group received a ceremonial welcome from the Indian Navy brand. The French carrier strike group, which includes the Rafale marine fighter aircraft, will take part in the 42nd annual bilateral exercise Varuna with Indian Navy ships. In a social media post, Western Naval Command of Indian Navy said that the purpose of the visit is to enhance interoperability, foster mutual understanding, and strengthen ties between the navies of India and France. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation to share security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. He will also visit the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. The visit takes place just before President Joe Biden leaves office on January 20th, ahead of the inauguration of Mr. Donald Trump as the 47th U.S. President. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. IMD has said scattered rainfall or snowfall is also expected over Uttarakhand tomorrow. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. Australia successfully chased down the target of 162 runs on day 3 today. With this victory, Australia have also qualified for the final of the ICC World Test Championship 2023-2025. They will face South Africa in the final, which is to be held in June this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.